Hello, welcome English learners. Is it hard for you to use the past tenses in English? Well, if you want to do a very good job on your speaking test for the FCE, CAE, IELTS, or the TOEFL, you need to master and have a good range of tenses. One of the best ways to use the past tense is to tell stories when you are talking about the different topics. We will practice using the tenses of the past using famous movies. Past simple, I ate an apple, I went to school. Past perfect, I had eaten an apple, I had gone to school. Past continuous, I was eating an apple, I was going to school. There are only two parts to telling a story. The background of the story, and then the action that occurred. Okay, movie one is the Titanic. This story is useful for when you need to make a summary of a book or movie. This is from the point of view of Rose. Remember Rose? She is the protagonist who falls in love with Jack, Leonardo DiCaprio's character. So imagine someone is asking Rose this question after the Titanic. So Rose, can you tell me about the time you were on the ship Titanic? So I think she would say this. Here's the story.
When I was 17 years old, I decided to take a trip to America on the Titanic. I had already agreed to marry Cal, but I didn't want to marry him. One day, I was so sad I decided to jump into the water and die. But Jack stopped me. Jack was a poor artist. After the day we met, we would run around the ship and kiss every day. He would also draw pictures of me. On the night the ship sunk, we couldn't find a boat, so I floated on a door and he died in the cold water. There was enough space for him on the door, but I was a selfish girl and wanted more space. It was my fault that he died.
Did you like the story? I have always wondered why Jack didn't get on the door. Why did he have to die? So I included that part in the story. Here are the tenses we used and why.
So here, when I was 17 years old, this is in present simple and it's part of the background. And then you say, I decided present simple because it's a decision that she made and it's already finished in the past, to take a trip to America on the Titanic. Now she wants to tell you about an action before this story happened. So this action uses past perfect. I had already agreed to marry Cal. And then she returns to the past of the story, but I didn't want to marry him. So past simple again. Now, we are going to go to an important story. One day, I was so sad, so we have past simple, I decided to jump into the water and die. So another past simple, but Jack stopped me. So this is also past simple. Now we're describing who Jack was. Jack is dead, so we are going to use was. Jack was a poor artist. He's not alive. And we're going to talk about a specific day. So we will say past simple again. After the day we met, so past simple, we would run. Now, this is used for a habit, something they would do. And it says every day. We would run around the ship and kiss every day. He would, again, a habit, what they would do a lot. He would also draw pictures of me. Here's a specific night. On the night the ship sunk, so past simple, we couldn't find a boat. So again, couldn't find a boat. So I floated, past simple, on a door, and he died, past simple, in the cold water. Now, there was enough space for him on the door, past simple, but I was a selfish girl. I think she wants to show that she is no longer a selfish girl. So this is something that has changed about her. So she will say, I was a selfish girl and wanted more space in the moment. At that point, she wanted more space. So past simple. And at that moment, it was my fault that he died. And of course, died is something that happens and it's over.
Now, can you retell the story? Here it is again with some clues. Say the right form of the verb as you read it with me.
When I, to be, 17 years old, I, to decide, to take a trip to America on the Titanic, I, already, to agree to marry Cal, but I not to want to marry him. One day I to be so sad I to decide to jump into the water and die, but Jack to stop me, Jack, to be a poor artist. After the day we, to meet, we, to run around the ship and kiss every day. He, also, to draw pictures of me. On the night the ship to sink, we not to be able to find a boat, so I to float on a door, and he to die in the cold water. There to be enough space for him on the door. But I to be a selfish girl and to want more space. It to be my fault that he to die.
Our second movie is one of my favorites, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. In this story, you'll tell several stories. For each one, you'll tell the background and then the action. Imagine that someone asks Charlie this question. Charlie, what happened when you went to the factory? I think Charlie would answer this way with this story.
Well, I found the golden ticket, so I went to the factory. There were three other children who also found the golden ticket. One child was named Augustus. He really liked candy. We were touring the candy forest when Willy Wonka showed us a chocolate river. Augustus wanted to drink the chocolate, and he fell into the chocolate river. The second child to go was named Violet. She had won a chewing gum competition in the past, and she was competitive. We were looking at the chewing gum that tasted like a whole meal when she stole a piece and chewed it. She was chewing the gum and describing all the food she was eating when she started to turn blue like a blueberry. The third child to go was Veruca. She hadn't found the golden ticket, but her father's workers found it. Willy Wonka was showing us the egg sorting room when she demanded that her dad buy her a magical goose. Willy Wonka refused, and she threw a fit. She fell down the bad egg chute.
Here's an explanation.
This story has a background here. Well, I found the golden ticket, so I went to the factory. Okay, he found it. You can only find something once, so it's past simple. And you can only go somewhere. He's not moving there in the moment, so it's past simple. And how many kids there were is past simple. That's something that's always past simple. Three other children who also found, past simple, the golden ticket. One child was named Augustus. So should you use past simple if this child is still alive? Well, when you talk about people in a story and about something that happened to you in the past, you no longer know them, you don't know where they are, then just say was. Use was in the past. Was named Augustus. Charlie thinks that he is probably alive, but he doesn't know him anymore, so he just says was. He really liked candy. Okay, in this moment, he really liked candy. Also with liked, you can't use past continuous because it's not an action, it's a feeling. So you can only use past simple, really. We were touring the candy forest. Okay, we were touring the candy forest. Here, it's showing what they were doing before an action takes place and interrupts it. So when, now we know we will use past simple after past continuous. When Willy Wonka showed us, okay, past simple, it interrupts the first action, a chocolate river. Augustus, this also interrupts the touring, so it's past simple, wanted to drink the chocolate and he fell into the chocolate river. When there are multiple actions that happen, we'll use past simple. He wanted to drink the chocolate. He fell into the chocolate river. He yelled for help. The second child to go was named Violet. Again, he doesn't know if she's alive, so he uses past simple. She had won a chewing gum competition in the past. Okay, this happened before they were at the factory. So this will be past perfect. And she was competitive. In this moment, she was a competitive person. Describing someone, we will just say she was. We were looking at the chewing gum that tasted like a whole meal. This is what they were doing in the moment at this time. She is going to interrupt this with something. So this is past continuous. When she stole, so past simple, she interrupts past continuous with past simple, a piece and chewed it. Actions in a row, stole a piece, chewed it. That will continue to be past simple. Now, again, she will be doing something when something interrupts it. Okay, she was chewing, past continuous. The gum and describing all the food, past continuous. She was eating, past continuous. When she started, so after when, we're going to have past simple. She started to turn blue like a blueberry. The third child to go was Veruca. Again, past simple. Now, what happened before they went to the factory? This will be past perfect. She hadn't found the golden ticket, but her father's workers found it. Actually, I will correct this to be had found it. I think that's better, but you could use both. Willy Wonka was showing, so what was happening when she interrupts it, okay? Willy Wonka was showing us the egg sorting room when she will interrupt the past continuous with past simple. She demanded that her dad buy her a magical goose. Willy Wonka refused, past simple, he refused. and she threw a fit. So she was really mad and yelling. Past simple. She fell down the bad egg chute.
Practice retelling the story now. Answer in the correct form of the verb as we read together.
Well, I to find the golden ticket, so I to go to the factory. There to be three other children who also to find the golden ticket. One child to be named Augustus. He really to like candy. We to be touring the candy forest when Willy Wonka to show us a chocolate river. Augustus to want to drink the chocolate, and he to fall into the chocolate river. The second child to go to be named Violet. She to win a chewing gum competition in the past, and she to be competitive. We to be looking at the chewing gum that to taste like a whole meal. When she to steal a piece and to chew it. She to be chewing the gum and to describe all the food she to be eating. When she to start to turn blue like a blueberry. The third child to go to be Veruca. She to not find the golden ticket, but her father's workers to find it. Willy Wonka to be showing us the egg sorting room when she to demand that her dad buy her a magical goose. Willy Wonka to refuse, and she to throw a fit. She to fall down the bad egg chute.
This time, let's tell a story about how someone got hurt. And this is something that happens to us all. We hurt ourselves or we break something. So this is a formula that you could use when talking about something that has happened to you. Let's use the movie, The Wizard of Oz. Do you remember that Dorothy hit her head and then she fainted and she dreamed that she was in the land of Oz? Imagine that someone is asking Dorothy this question. Dorothy, how did you go to the land of Oz?
Well, that day in Kansas, there was a tornado. I couldn't find my aunt or uncle because they had already gone into the cellar underground. I was looking for my aunt and uncle in the house when a window broke and hit me on my head. I fainted and dreamed of Oz.
Here's an explanation of the story.
In this story, she will talk about the foundation or the background first. So, well, that day in Kansas, there was a tornado. I couldn't find my aunt or uncle because they had already. So before this moment, when she is looking for them, She is going to say they had already gone. That's important to tell when that had happened because she is looking for them in this moment. So we need to know what happened before. And this is past perfect. So what action was happening? I was looking, past continuous, for my aunt and uncle in the house. When, so now we know it's going to be past simple, a window broke and hit me, past simple, on my head. Now, more actions that happen. The window broke, hit me, I fainted, past simple, and dreamed of Oz. I fainted and dreamed of Oz. So more actions, past simple. You could also say dreamt here.
Practice retelling the story now.
Well, that day in Kansas, there to be a tornado. I, not be able to, find my aunt or uncle because they, to go, already into the cellar underground. I, to be looking for my aunt and uncle in the house. When a window to break and hit me on my head. I to faint and to dream of Oz.
Did you get it? That is it for today. Join me next week for another episode of English for Exams. And also remember that you can go to my website, www.pensareningles.thankific.com for transcriptions, exercises, and more vocabulary for each episode. See you next time.